Good morning. Happy weekend, Scotty.
I am feeling so much more refreshed after just using some of that CBD toilet paper, buddy. It's nice.
I say, you know, I feel great because I slept on CBD sheets with a CBD pillow, okay? Infused.
Not just CBD sheets. I think those babies are CBD techno fiber. What are they? Yeah, techno fiber, dude. It's not just CBD. It's also techno fiber.
Come on, let's goof around a little bit today. It was Saturday, and I just started laughing. I got inundated with dumb CBD products and then a couple of really cool hemp products that I saw. So come on, let's run the entire gambit here. You want to check it out, everybody? Banner out Saturday morning to you, sir.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah. All right. You got here a little late. Man. We've already been hitting the dabs. Grambo, what's up, brother?
Oh, getting everything set up. We were hitting the dab axe a little hard before we got going.
What is the... Yeah, no edibles for you today, Grambo?
A little bit. You know, 50, I've been doing a microdose of 50 each morning.
I love it. That's your microdose. Hey, man. Just for you, Grambo, bake that at home. You know, I know you're from Idaho and stuff.
Darius. You know I'm from Iowa.
That's my favorite thing to mess with them about.
Man, sorry.
Yeah, dude, these are pretty easy to collect, man. Some of these, I said, is CBD officially jumped the shark?
Now that was your search.
I just was thinking about it. CBD has officially jumped the shark. Now,
how did you find this?
I think I put in silly CBD products. Yeah, and the CBD hemp sheets came up, bed sheets. Grandma, what do you think? It is techno fiber.
I just wonder what thread count are they?
CBD techno fiber. You are so classy, yeah, Grandma.
It's like laying in lotion.
Wow, man. My sheets are from Walmart. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff, though. I think this is BS, but like I said, hemp sheets aren't BS, right? This is a little. Oh, here you go.
This sounds CBD greasy. Infused mattress.
Come on, this is when you got real FU money. You get your own helicopter and a CBD infused mattress.
What, dude? What are the claims?
What is happening here?
I know. Scroll. This is funny crap. Let's see what the claims are that somebody decided that CBD is the future.
Well, it promotes overall well being.
That's boring. Don't you want to be?
How is this possible?
Well, overall, it's not possible. Here you go. CBD-infused quilt fabric. Fabric infused with CBD for a calming night's sleep. Well, you got a graphite link.
Do you sleep naked?
I have no idea.
It doesn't.
Yeah, the dude naked? Probably does, dude. But
me and then it absorbs through your skin.
Wow. Yeah.
I find, seriously, though, it's nothing that it's not an erotic thing or whatever. Like, it's most comfortable to sleep naked. Clothing is uncomfortable in bed. My wife will wear like sweatpants and shit. I'm like, what are you doing? So, yeah.
I love it. It's not an erotic thing or anything.
It's comfortable.
Well, that's kind of the point, I think. You ready to go?
Absorb it. You absorb the CBD from the sheets. I got you.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so don't worry about the dose or anything.
Everything about this is just BS. It's high performance foam.
I know, right? For increased comfort. Man.
Now that should be erotic. High performance foam.
Quantum edge coil units. Ooh, yeah. Quantum. Trademarked.
Copper gel memory foam just means that it failed the heavy metals test. They're like, I got this toy.
It's a bug. Now it's a feature.
Yep. Yeah,
I don't know. It's sus, dude.
It's so sus. All right, so what about this? I think this is sus too, but at least it's getting a little bit closer. It's CBD knee braces. Now, granted, if you were to rub some CBD on before you put the knee brace on, but this is the same CBD infused fabric. Oh. Don't trust CBD infused fabric.
Wait, well, this makes a medicine more sense. And fibers, and then I see capsaicin. Which is the
dude's buying? Like, he's a buyer.
Yeah. Well, it's like one of those balms that heats up. You know.
So they're infusing fibers with different sorts of compounds.
I guess so. But why would you infuse the fibers? What makes fibers a good delivery method?
Well, for a brace like that, where it's tight. I could see that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one's close, but you'd have to put the CBD on underneath it. Like the combination of CBD and a good support like that or a good brace is a good combination. Infusing it into the material sounds gimmicky to me.
And never wash it. Never, ever wash it.
You're right.
It says laundry safe.
I'm still mad at the Levi's.
But wouldn't it wash out the CBD?
Yes, immediately. Either that or if it doesn't wash out, it would never.
Can I reinfuse it?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. If you had
just get some CBD gel and just kind of smear it on there.
Well, why not just put it on your skin, though?
Well, then
directly.
Then they wouldn't have a business.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway. Well, this next one is legit. The CBD toilet paper I want to get as a sponsor. NordicBotanics.com. Wipe away the worries, Scotty.
Oh, my God.
Each ply, each little square, 5-ply luxury sheet. It has 5 milligrams of CBD in it to make it a little easier with each wipe, it says.
Oh, my God.
So
does every sheet have the logo on it?
Yeah, that's creepy.
Well, and look, here's how they brand it. It's enriched using cannabis rectal absorbent protocol, a.k.a. crap.
Don't please tell me that's real.
That's real.
You need to get an award for that. Man.
It's the cannabis rectal absorption protocol, a.k.a. what? Crap.
That rocks.
Their power
brand. Made entirely of plants and never tested on animals. This product, animals might like this product.
Tested. Yeah. We maybe should test it on some. Just make sure it don't kill nobody. Wipe away the worries. Come on, man.
It's homework.
5 layers of wipe British away resilience. Yeah.
Dude, listen to this last. I can't love available with a heavy dose of pure sandalwood or rose. So everyone will still know you only wipe with luxury, even in a socially distanced world. Is this are they still in business?
Wait, did it say everyone will know?
I don't know. They're not. The more you read this, the more you realize they're insane. But it's pretty cool.
Well, it is out of stock.
So. Yeah.
It's sold out, obviously.
I tell you what, as much as CBD, I will call that, has jumped the shark. That stuff's pretty ridiculous. When I saw hemp and when I started Googling silly hemp products, a lot of them were really cool. And you know, I think hemp is just coming into its own.
One. I believe in hemp products. I vote with my dollars on that. I've used, me and my son use quite a bit of chocolate hemp protein powder from actual Manitoba, the province Manitoba.
Right.
They farm a lot, and they do hemp seed, and you can get hemp seed. It has a ton of nutrition, so that's just one aspect of it for sure. But hemp is much different than what we've just been talking about as far as the hemp will save the world. I'll put it that way. How about that?
You know what? Yeah, you know what? I'll make a case for right now. First of all, you like your hemp shakes, Grambo?
What's up?
You think you'd eat this?
Would nibble.
You would never eat this, Grambo. Dude would mouth one of these down. It's a hemp burger, and it's just... Yeah, scroll down if you would. Just look at the recipe. She's just like, substitute half the beef with seeds.
Oh, interesting.
Just put hemp seeds in there, and it's a
weird
Manitoba harvest shelled hemp seeds. There you go.
It's brand to it half to 1 pound of meat, and then she's putting in 1 cup.
That's a lot.
It's still got like meat in it. Yeah, it's just a burger with the seed added.
It'd be great. I'm gonna try this. Actually,
you're right. You will.
I bet you will.
I'll take a nibble.
Okay, so do me a favor. I'm sorry. Have you had hemp milk though? This is a thing. It's pretty big.
All of a sudden, now I'm not a buyer.
It's expensive. Oh my God.
What the heck? Don't be Jesus.
No.
Sorry. I don't know, man.
It's content on that.
Man, it's too close to animal forage.
That does look like,
what do
like
you mean?
Silage.
It looks like just something you would feed the cows with or something. Like a grain.
Oh, I use, instead hemp protein Jeez. Powder, I use a oat-based milk, the Trendy Oat Milk. I could give this a try. I hope this is for a half case or something, $55.
It looks like it is for a case. Yeah.
Grambo, click the next one.
It's yummy. This AI rendering looks great.
Real. Yeah, this is, I found this hemp milk doesn't taste like crap pudding or glue.
One of those is delicious.
I gotta be honest, I needed to know that.
Yeah, it's an interesting headline though. I didn't read much past the headline, but yeah,
I know it's strange. We don't have to get into it. I'm not anti-dairy. I love my cheese, but I don't use milk for anything anymore that you're you're using another animal's like milk that they produce for themselves or their babies, and that
it's creepy, man.
That's why I use human milk.
That concept.
Yeah,
is
me
creepy.
Too, man. Squeeze fresh daily.
Yeah. Well, hello. Say that. Why'd you say human milk? Did you see the next thing that's up?
You guys ever hear of a wet nurse?
No.
I had a dry nurse.
No.
Sorry. Spoiler, what do you got next?
They just talk about, you know, hemp being the perfect food. And it kind of reminds me, remember Soylent Green? Remember, it reminded me of Soylent, first of all, man. There is a product called Soylent. It's a couple, Grambo, click on that. And there is a product. It's like, I don't know if it has hemp.
He's got a dab axe, bro.
That does look like that, right? But it's so weird, man. They keep on trying to come up with the perfect food. That's why, like, the hemp milk reminded me of it, man. But it's creepy.
I thought it was those shakes that, like, old people will get at Walgreens. Like, you stock up on some of those.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, this perfect food. That's all you need to drink. And I don't know how it came up. I was Googling, like, hemp milk and hemp stuff, and Soylent came up. And I was like, how could you name? I'm a business owner. I make bad business decisions all the time, but... Grambo, click that. Soylent Green is people. It was a poster that was everywhere in the 70s.
I love people.
Yeah. I mean,
doesn't Soylent sound like something that would just flow through you?
Yes, it's a bad name. It sounds like a bad name. It has a bad connotation. Yeah, anyway, man. So I just I stumbled upon Soylent, and I just want to tell them to please give up. Please stop.
Yeah, it does sound like something like you go to the doctor, like, well, as soon as we drain some of the soil in our
food. It's terrible.
It's terrible. Drain. We're going to just drain it out of you.
Toilet filled.
Oh, shit.
A cyst. Your soil assist.
Yes.
Happy Saturday morning, everybody.
Well, for real, the next one here, hempcrete, man. Hempcrete is awesome. The building with hemp. Can replace and make plastics, biodegradable alternatives to plastics. I think a lot of the roadblocks to this stuff is infrastructure, the way systems are already set up, the big money that's out there. Even down to harvesting equipment in the fields, man. Like, that's still being innovative. New machines are coming to be able to harvest thousands and thousands and thousands of acre of hemp. To get all that in place will be great. I've seen the coolest video with hemp. They put up a brick of hemp. Just solid, compressed, really tight hemp. And they have, like, a torch on it at the trade show for, like, hours. And it's just, it doesn't catch on fire, barely burns. Like, as far as its ability to have another, you know, that's fire retardant is huge in building materials.
I hope people were doing dabs off that torch the whole time.
I was wondering if this is in Canada and they're building igloos.
It looks like you can't call them that anymore, dude.
You can't call them that anymore?
You can't call them.
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know what you can call anymore.
That's a brand name.
You want to get sued?
Dude, that is so cool.
Hemp structures. Look at that. Hey, this one's cool.
They're amazing.
Modern house building.
I mean, there was a lot.
It's got a lot more flexibility than, or not flexibility, but you can do more with it than concrete.
I don't know.
Shapes and stuff, structure kind of stuff.
I'm looking at a diss on concrete. Concrete's pretty cool.
Before we continue on, let me throw in a shout out here, because it is still a little bit earlier in April. And we got Scenes Here Now sales every month, and April's a big one. ScenesHereNow.com/sales. We got 20% off Compound Genetics cookies, as well as free shipping and a whole bunch of 420 deals. I can't even list them all here. You go to ScenesHereNow.com/sales every month in the beginning of the month. Don't miss out on the big sales. And if you don't remember that, dogrows.com/pros, where all our pros are listed with the coupon codes. Save you money for your growth.
Right. Yeah. Dude, check this one out, man. Hemp plastic. Pretty cool, right?
I like it. It's probably my favorite thing.
It's not that cool. I was reading the details, and it's like 25% like hemp plastic and 75% like regular plastic. So. They're cut
a little bit. That's how that works.
That's seriously, though, it's still anything we can do. I was just looking at pictures before the show of the great plastic garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean, which is like sturdy enough to walk on, all made of plastic, just where all the currents come together and shit. And, yeah, soon enough, you can buy real estate there.
sucks.
But yeah, anything we can mix in to reduce our, you know, plastic use. And I'm not shizzing on it. Like I said, I tried to be cool and buy an all metal hand watering can made in the Netherlands that was like $65 in the hole sitting at the bottom of it within 2 seasons. My plastic ones I've had for 8 years now, still rock.
Right. Right.
So, but the blending, I'm all for it, man. Anything we can do to help out with that, as well as just growing hemp in general, is a better way to implement this. 100% plant-based, commercially compostable polylactic acid resin blended. I like it.
Yeah, it is neat. It is neat, but they are blending it right now.
Probably, again, has to do with, I don't know, the politics of plastic. Obviously, there's big money because plastic is its maintenance core ingredient is oil, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I think there's some money involved in that from what I've heard.
For now.
Hey, you want to beat the oil, the fuel crisis? Get yourself a bicycle, man. A little hemp bicycle, no?
I like that. Since nope.
I see bamboo on there. Oh, that's pretty cool, huh? What, it's 3D printed?
Yes.
Yeah, trust it?
No.
Onyx. It's funny. I was just looking up Onyx last night.
Really?
Yeah. Would you want to be on that going fast?
Is that a bamboo seat post? Is that what it is?
Are you worried? It does look like bamboo, doesn't it?
I don't know, man.
Oh, maybe it's hemp wrapped. Bamboo hemp wrapped or something. They make bamboo bicycles. I've seen those.
Hmm.
That's kind of a trip, right?
Yeah, no, that's their strength, man. This is the cannabis plant tensile. That's how they wrote. I was actually shopping ropes the other day. Tensile strength.
Yes,
the comparable to synthetic. And when I was looking up poly rope, a lot of even on Amazon, there's a lot of people marketing hemp rope and the fact of how strong it is. And we've gone, if we think about the history, I don't have it all fresh on the top of my head. From back in the day, we used hemp for so much fabric, ropes.
Yeah,
and all kinds of stuff. I mean, even we can use it to replace anything. Like when you see what's going into for paper towels, paper. We just featured toilet. No, that was CBD toilet paper. I don't know if hemp toilet paper might be too rough. What do you think? Have you tried any?
Maybe. Might be a little rough.
It's a 20 grit.
Neither. I don't know. Would you ride this bike, dude?
That's the bike guy.
That's why you add the CBD.
Yeah,
you know,
it helps the roughness.
My buddy bought a bamboo framed like commuter type road bike, and this, and it's, I see what they're doing. It's cool to get the concept out there, but again, and it's just about being trendy. Like, you're the guy. Yeah. Look, my bike's made of hemp. You know what I mean? Functionality wise, you know, you can go get yourself an aluminum one or a carbon one, probably for a bit cheaper, and be all right. Although carbon frames with bikes aren't as recyclable, so.
Yeah, but you're sequestering that carbon, dude, all right?
Yes, yes.
What about a hemp car, bro? Would you want to drive in a hemp car?
That was almost a thing. Or it was a thing, rather.
Look at that. Isn't that crazy? From 1941, Henry Ford built a car out of plastic from hemp.
Dearborn, Michigan. It
ran on hemp fuel. Dude, 1941 bioplastic Model T was made out of hemp, flaxweed, and spruce pulp, which made the car lighter than fiberglass.
And he realized that he couldn't make any money on it.
Yeah, no, you know what? They made it illegal in like 1947, whenever they made hemp illegal or marijuana.
Really?
Yeah, and he couldn't do it
anymore. That's what killed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love they put a dinosaur
on there. So. Nah, it's not really dinosaurs, man. hit this video afterwards, Grambo.
Is it on this page?
No, right up next to it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is him.
Amongst the thousands of products made from him, one of them
would be great if a big you roll down the windows a lot if they get it.
Yeah,
the smoke.
There was one picture with a big weed leaf on the side superimposed.
And wheat straw.
What's this for? This is what I love.
It was lighter than steel.
We need you to beat on the car
without denting.
That's pretty crazy. This is from the 40s, man.
Awesome.
It is cool, right?
Amazing. Yeah. More of that. We need more of that.
Amazing how it is just killed.
Is that this is Scott in the backseat.
Dude, when I Googled hemp car, this came up. Hempcar.org.
.org.
This is the only page on the whole website.
What happens when you hit continue?
You can go to their index.
Can't. But seriously, it's cool. Wait, that, oh, I thought it was, okay, Canada, Hemp Oil Canada. Would you think this was made in this century, or is this from the 90s, this website?
I hate that the 90s isn't this century.
Is it an AOL?
Is this made with, like, Publisher or something?
It's amazing, though. But this car is powered by hemp. Remember hemp? You can take hemp seed oil, extract the fuel out of it.
You sure?
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah, man. And make biodiesel.
Yeah. I just thought it was neat.
Hemp ethanol or methanol can come from fermented stalk. We talked about on the live show, I think it was JR, that was like, we're talking about all the medicinal values of cannabis to a degree. And he's like, sure, some saying about how this plant was like gifted to us from another galaxy or something like that. Yeah. Like, dude, like back in the day, let's give the humans a plant that can save everything. You can use it for so many things. And we kind of like are half-assing it. We're more, you know, and it's just weird.
Yo, I believe it, man. My wife came back from New Mexico. She took a trip to New Mexico. And she's just showing me how like, it's all like, you know, whatever, just soil, you know, kind of crappy soil. And then there's just a few miles where it's just white sand, just white freaking sand. And like, what else could have happened other than a meteor or some giant thing came down and smashed in the earth right there that was made out of white silica?
Ocean dried up.
You think so? An ocean dried up? Damn, you probably took geology in college, didn't you, man?
No, I didn't take it in college.
I think it was an aliens, man. And there was a weed plant on there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the ocean dried, and then the comet came.
Yeah.
With the cannabis seeds.
Yeah, I believe mine.
Like it. Well, remind everybody, man, if you're hanging, having a good time, you've been enjoying our Saturday shows, having a laugh, please comment. Give us a like and subscribe, you know.
Nice.
On those, got some comments coming up. Helps spread the channel out, know what we're up to here. And I did want to, I guess it's off subject. Can I ask just a quick grow talk? I heard you guys before the show, Banner's getting the cut 47 days to completion. Is that what I heard?
Yeah. You can chop it at 47 days.
It says 48.
But 48. I've had a 47 day plant, but it was back in the day when you could sell things with clear trichomes.
Well, this is okay. So just one other qualifier there. It is, has some Afghan in it. For okay. Sure.
Sure.
So that doesn't surprise me a ton. It's from a hash maker. Right. So that also doesn't surprise me because the chops a bit early for the terps.
They don't want amber terps.
Yeah.
So no, like, amber terps, man. Amber trichomes.
It does.
It's a great cyber name.
Amber.
Hi, terps. Amber terps.
Oh, my God. I love her already.
I actually met a girl when I was out and I was debating whether I was going to engage with the process. She goes, hi, my name's Indica. And I was like, Indica, my name's Grambo.
Oh, my God. That's trouble right there.
It was trouble.
What's the strain name?
I think it's the Moose, or it's either the Moose or the Modified.
Yeah, Modified Moose, I believe, is what
it was. Right. Aren't they coming to Red Rocks this year, I thought?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a Modified Moose open up for NPG.
Yeah, float on, bro.
Cool. Well, let us know how it turns out.
Yeah, man. So it'll be cool for the local gromies that like to throw a couple plants outside. Yeah. I got a bunch of buddies that don't run indoor anymore, but they like throwing a couple out in their backyard. Really?
Yeah. You know what? I wonder how that'll squeeze. If you just get a giant plant in your backyard that's 12 feet big, I wonder if you'll get something that I'm sure you would.
Yeah. Why not?
I wonder how you would do with it.
But it's nice and small and finishes fast. So it might be ideal for out here or, you know,
sure,
before the snow hits.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I don't like it. Well, typically where I am and where you're at, outdoor, said, well, whatever. We'll just throw in a little girl talk here. I don't know why I feel guilty about it. But yeah. August 15th is when I say you're about 2 weeks into flower. So then you still have another 47 days. Dude, outdoors, autos all the way. If you're not in a tropical climate or something, that's where I'm like, with all my experience, I want to harvest in, heck, why not? Why don't I just set my harvest date for August 3rd? I can do that with autos. You know what I mean? To a degree, not gonna be the exact date. That's a great way to finish outside. That's what I recommend, Banner. Give your buddies some autos.
I will. And by the way, I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to JLS Monster, Threes Genetics. He is the breeder and source of that cut that we're talking about.
Yes.
So he's a local guy. He's breaded. He runs himself outside. And so it's kind of cool, man. I will tell you that just for any kind of plants, we've always had the most success with getting stuff that's local and acclimatized versus, you know, getting it from like a store or whatever.
Right.
So pretty excited to have the opportunity to do that with a local cannabis variety, like actually bred for outdoor growing. That's really cool.
Maybe thinking that last Saturday with us, if you don't know.
I would like to ask that to the breeder. What does that mean? Okay, I bred this to be grown outdoors. I'm like halfway calling you out on that. The only thing, sure, finish is quicker. That's of help. But otherwise, what is a plant going to distinguish the difference between this nice indoor grow room or outdoor? You know what I mean? And then I'm about to say you have the answer quicker, to that.
Quicker finish, bro. No, literally, quicker finish. And I don't want to speak for him. I don't want to imply that that was his only goal. I'm just saying that his keeper of these, you know, genetics that he bred, there's a few different sources. We'll probably need to get him back on the show and he can give you all the details. But I know that it's got an unknown indica and an Afghan in it, at least. And so I'm assuming that's where the short, you know, finish time comes from. And that just works out well because he's a local grower. He's a half hour from here.
Yeah.
And so when he's selecting stuff, I mean, that's pretty darn close, you know, to our climate and everything. So that's why I'm saying I think it's exciting. It's just been him selecting it for 3 years now and taking the ones that finish fast and that also are, you know, quality.
BPM resistant. There's some other things I think come to mind for outdoor plants that are of value. All right. Well, you got your shout out. I'm a shout out to some DDC producers here, like a JM Blackwater 226R. What's up? Easy does it for 20. And Shotgun Yoda. How you doing? Not sure what that means, but I like Yoda.
He's like the Yoda of shotguns.
That is weird.
Pulling the trigger, it does.
I don't know what that means. Mr. Quick.
I can imagine what that means.
Mr. Quick and Mr. Dead.
That's a 47-day finish right there.
Okay. There you go.
The Danish Dank Man. What's up? And Banner, come on. What do you got?
Frodanibus Groganics?
Frodanibus Groganics.
Frodanibus.
That's very cool. Thank you for the support, y'all.
I thought you were going to say Mr. Quick, the Danish Dank Man.
Not bad.
All right. That works. That works.
Yeah.
Actually, be in town in 3 days, and 420 is next weekend. Actually, a week away, guys, from today. Yeah. So I think we are planning a future hang, man. If you're Colorado DDC or in the Front Range, hit us up. But you can use the contact on dudegrows.com. If you're Patreon producer, just message me over there. Message me over there for whatever you got going on. I see, actually, we got one of our producers. Did they make a meme, Scotty? Is this what you put on hand?
Yeah, man. There is quite a few good memes. This is a Midmo grower. And this was pretty cool, man. Yeah, it says for my plants, yo. Optimist, the glass is half full. Pessimist, the glass is half empty. And for plant lovers, this is for my plants.
It's a clone in there. That's awesome.
Nice.
Love it. I love it. We got our 10-year anniversary as well. So thank you, DDC producers. Coming up here the 23rd of the Dude Grows Show. And none of this has been possible without you guys coming on at dudegrows.com/realDGC. So be a real DGC, man. We've helped you grow. You've had a laugh. The benefits, if you're a grower, pay for themselves tenfold. Thank you, real growers.
All right. Who out of us has had a Delta 8? Gummy or smoked Delta 8. Grambo, I'm looking at you.
I smoked some pens, came in to a friend of mine.
And okay.
So I hit it just to try it. I wanted to see. It was a Rainbow Belt. It was even had a strain on it and everything. I was like, I want to try it. It just tasted like chemically hay. I did not care. No, zero.
Did it get you high?
Well, it's tough to tell.
You really didn't notice anything, though?
It all blends together.
You know what? I was thinking that the weirdest thing, you know, we're talking about the weirdest things that can be made out of hemp.
Yeah.
Might be Delta 8.
Could be.
You know, that is something weird. I was Googling it, and it is what I thought, man. They're taking like a really strong acid, and then they're diluting it down and taking this acid, and they're doing some kind of chemical reaction that's changing the CBD into Delta 8.
One less.
It doesn't seem real. I feel like I'm being cheated.
He's like, how dare you make me out of that?
What is going on? That is an angry bear.
Don't make me out of that. Son of a bee.
I took a Delta 8 gummy before going on a run. Things got weird. Real weird.
Here you go, Banner. Says, once I'd eaten the gummy, I went for a run and things quickly went south. I suddenly felt like my left leg was going to snap in half at the knee like a wishbone.
Oh, no.
Weird trip. So, and this just looks, sounds like it's a paranoia. So it says that wasn't the only thing making me paranoid. A couple hours after taking the gummy, a friend came over to borrow a book, and I was convinced it was the most awkward interaction of my life. So this is like when you're really high, you accidentally get too high, maybe on an edible or something. And like, let's say, I don't know, like your landlord pops in for a visit, or just people, if you're not ready or don't want to have the conversation.
Sober people. This guy sounds like you just took an edible. That's kind of what, this is what my everyday is. Like. Welcome to my life.
It also says, I'm not a regular cannabis user. So this sounds like a classic paranoia that can come from THC. You're thinking too hard, you know, about shiz, or just, you know, like, you feel like you forgot, you're high.
I don't know. I remember my ex would always, she'd want to take edibles, and she'd always ask me the funniest question. She'd go, I can't tell if I'm high or sleepy. And I go, have you ever been sleepy and questioned if you're high? I was like, that's awesome. A very high people say. Am I high or sleepy? That's what stone people say.
Scroll down, Rambo. Let's see. I got to see if I trust this website.
There's a lot of words.
There is. Stoner Patch.
The Hempire.
That's pretty cool.
I love it. Great pun.
Oh, well. We'll see, man. Good food for thought. Anyhow.
You feel bad. Delta. I feel kind of bad for people that are doing that.
I kind of like that they use the triangle for Delta.
Prohibition does.
I know. That's why I feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I saw that container said 500 milligrams THC. So those were probably, I don't know, 10 milligram pieces. Regardless, it's straight THC from some synthetic process. It's exactly why you're getting this weird paranoia. You have no other compounds, no terpenes, no entrepreneur's effect. Like, I can totally see that. Just like hit a high THC distillate pen or whatever, same things happen to me.
I mean, is that better? I mean, would we rather have people using this?
No. No, that's why
it's so illegal.
Messed up, man.
You know,
yeah, it really is wrong, man. You need to legalize it so you don't have to do.
That's ridiculous.
Speaking of, CBD is legal. Grambo, would you wear this shirt?
Yes, I'd wear this at the cup.
Oh, would you wear that shirt? I don't care if CBD is legal or not. That shirt is insane.
I don't like the nutrient deficiencies in these leaves, though.
I was cruising.
Middle leaf needs some nitrogen, bro.
I was looking at articles, and one of them just showed the coolest looking half light and half dark leaf. It was like the TMV.
Oh, yeah.
And like, they were like, isn't this cool?
Like albino or something.
Oh, my God.
Who's got my... Go ahead, Banner. Who's got my cannabis nutrient deficiency t-shirt?
Yeah, right. A guy.
It's a good one. Made, right? For a shirt.
I need some advice. For Facebook, this got me thinking, the CBD dealer shirt, because recently harvested, you know, I'd like to share. And I see Facebook ads straight up. I see people putting up ads selling mushrooms, like psychedelic mushrooms. I don't know how long they stay up. So like maybe just in, we have a private neighborhood group. Is it against policy for me to put up a CBD quality CBD orange gasm available? Do your homework.
CBD.
a little wink emoji, and then I'm good to go. Is it time for that in this day and age?
I think so. That THCA loophole.
I have a better idea. You just take a jar of it and just crack it open on your porch, and just
wait for the neighbors to show.
Yeah, anyone who's interested in that smell will come.
It's like putting a pie on the windowsill.
Right.
Awesome. I'm going to try it. What is do I need to worry about my Facebook account? I don't really care.
Yes.
No one cares.
Don't talk to me after the show, man. Not a good idea.
Chill out. Zucks.
Scotty, it's CBD. You understand?
Okay. Hey, just wear that shirt. You should be fine. All right. Dude, anybody, you're the closest guy, Banner, to being a golfer. Do you golf?
Not anymore.
No, but
I used to.
And there are some stoners that play golf, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
People that smoke.
Oh, you're a John Daly dude?
He's a drinker.
No. Like all of my friends love to get baked and go to Top Golf and just ring it out.
Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I don't understand it at all, but teach their own.
It's like a gun range for golf.
There's definitely a split. There's definitely like your stoner golfers, and then there's your drinker golfers.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they intermit.
There, I tell you what, man, Grambo, click this next one. This is Puffington's on Golf. All right. There's a lot of stoner golfers. Enough to have a website. Enough to have a T1E.
I was about to say,
that is a one-y that looks like a T, and then it has a golf ball that you pack.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Kick ass. That's super cool. Wow.
I guess there's plenty of stuff. You put your weed in it, bro.
That's hilarious.
Puffington.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
Right. That's marked down.
So see the long coffee cup. I love it.
I know. I'm going through those. Like, what else you got here, Puffington?
Man, how do you smoke out of that, man?
I don't think so.
Dude, the last one I got, dude, this is just cool. I could see Grambo doing this all
day. Yeah, I used to sell these back when I worked at a dispensary.
Remember Banaka back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Yes.
You imagine each spray of Banaka in middle school had 5 milligrams of THC.
Wasn't that a good way to like throw off a breathalyzer? Because that stuff was like all alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart. Yeah. And you're right.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm ready, officer.
Yeah. Sir, you just blew a .8. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
This is basically a cannabis tincture that's just got a nice nozzle that aerosolizes it.
Pretty sweet. I just kind of need it.
That's all. Sometimes I'm like, if young Scotty, who was a stoner, can see the future.
Right.
You're like, yeah, you'll just get Banaka, but it'll have weed in it.
I love that you labeled all the THC Banaka spray.
Falls into the same category as the Delta 8 gummies. It's going to be not an effective high, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd have to have a lot of sprays of that.
You would be trying to figure out how to bust the cap off so you could just empty the whole thing.
Yep. Just taking shots.
That's funny, man.
Before we take it to comments, I'm going to feature another pro here for you guys, man. If you're spraying in your grow, check out Optic Foliar Transport. Effective way to spray with the lights on, get it right into the mesophilic layer. You don't need to spray the underside of your leaves, and also your valuable spray solutions, IPM products, you can use at quarter strength. So save money, get that transport into your leaves. Check out opticfoliar.ca's other products or holler at your local hydro store or come to the DDC Cup. They'll be there, guys. Another vendor at the DDC Cup.
Nice.
DDCcup.com. Don't miss out. Just get yourself some Optic Foliar lawyer.
Nice. All right. Dude, taking care of business. Like Elvis.
Let's hit it. Comments, man. We got, this is planting masses. Here, you take this.
You know what? This one is about the solar eclipse. Did you catch the eclipse, dude?
It was raining.
Right? I took a welding mask and looked up at the eclipse. It was cool. You could see a little cutout out of it, you know? Yeah. Anyway, this is City Gone Country 150. And they say we had a total eclipse in Buffalo. Loved it, but it was too played out up until the event. It's so true, man. We had 100-mile-an-hour winds here on Saturday, and they told us it was coming on Friday. And I'm like, I don't believe anything the news says. And then sure enough, they showed up.
Yeah.
I did prepare, thankfully. It says, loved it, but it was too played out up until the event. I didn't know this, but there is such thing as wind caused by the eclipse.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know all about this.
Wow. Yes. Is that what it was? Mm.
So it's when different elevations, heat and cool in different things, all of the pressure will force all that cold wind down.
That wind was ridiculous. You're right. And it was the day before the eclipse.
Trim.
That's so trippy.
Wow. It says makes sense. It does make sense. The temperature changes quickly, which causes the air to shift. I felt it. The birds went nuts too. Cool experience. I took cuts to clone that. And I'm going the eclipse weed. LOL, JK. Here is a DGC question. If I was growing outdoor weed during an eclipse, then would the light interruption potentially cause the plant to develop male pollen sacs? I say no, because it's such a short thing that the plant really doesn't have enough time to shift or sleep and then awake again.
Yeah, you're good.
If it worked the other way, if the sun came out during the night,
right,
then that would be a problem.
It's a stressor, you know.
I like how he says, like, the birds went nuts too. Like when you're around animals that all of a sudden, like they have that sense. You're like, why? Like a horse or a dog that starts like getting really concerned. Like, what do you know that I don't know?
Yeah. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, there's a great channel. It's got a cheesy name. It's called Smarter Every Day. Yeah, you know, but it's got awesome eclipse videos. You can learn everything you ever wanted to learn. He's an eclipse nerd. I recommend it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get a little smarter every day.
Yeah, I hate telling people the name, but you know, he's a literal rocket scientist that started. What are you, a rocket scientist? He really is.
Does that one have the animations?
No. Is that Kurtz Gazard in a nutshell?
Okay.
YouTube.
Hey, do me a favor. This did remind me when he said he took clones that day, the day of the eclipse. Menguante is planting by the phases of the moon, and it is a thing. And you know, if you Google it or just Google planting by the phases of the moon, you'll see.
I found this.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Lunar garden
looked like the farmers
are growing moons.
You want to sow seeds on the new moon. You want to plant. Fertilize and graft. Huh, interesting. The quarter moon, you want to sow, plant, and prune. That's interesting, right?
When's the best time to sow seeds?
Eddie.
Nothing. Just kidding.
Spoken like a true grower.
I don't know.
Well, it actually makes like scientific sense, right? Like if we agree that VPD can affect plants, right? And then the moon affects how pressure differentials across the globe works. Well, right off the bat, I mean, I'm leaning into yes.
You trust anybody that says scientific?
No. Did I say scientific? Oh, yeah. Come on, scientific.
Grandma, you're actually smart, brother.
Okay.
You know, my wife were using the scientific fertility by phases of the moon for birth control, and then we had our first son unplanned. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds scientific to me.
Scientific AF, man.
Oh, shoot, man.
A lot of good talk on terpenes, yeah.
Terpenes, yeah. What was it, our last live show, I believe? We were discussing, if you missed it, you missed out, click on that live tab on the channel. Go check it out. We had a great panel. This is Tron Lives.
Nice.
That was it.
Wait, Grambo, you do this one, man. Come on, your best rock.
The rock?
The rock, man.
Dropping the people's elbow on the terpene jabronis of the world. That's not the rock.
Not bad, but it's not bad, man. That's what we're going for.
Spot. Jabronis.
He says jabronis. Right?
That's a very, what is it? Yeah. He said jabronis.
But yeah.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has made it kind of their thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I heard.
I like that.
He's wrestling again?
The Rock?
Mike Tyson's fighting again, so whatever, you know.
Anyway, I thought maybe he was going to go for president too.
He should do that all the time.
He should wrestle again while running for president.
Look at this. The top story about The Rock returning to the ring by the CBC.
Oh, okay.
Canadian Broadcasting is the number one.
They're making a push over there. The Rock would win if he ran for president.
Canada is supporting Big Rock.
Come on, man. They were talking just about terpenes. Dennis Kirch says, I know it got basically passed over, but what dude was saying about terps near the beginning is pretty cool. It would make sense that some terps would attract beneficial insects while others would repel insects that are harmful to the plant. Yeah, I know that's got to be what it's for, right? I mean, to get sticky into those trichomes to attract pollen, but the terpenes have to be to attract or repel certain animals, no?
Or bugs. And a lot of bug animals will, and they want to transport their seeds by you eating it, and then you'll defecate it out across the world too. So sometimes they want you to actually consume it.
Yes. Yeah.
It was interesting. Did humans do stuff with scents? We don't have to go into detail. Animals, like pheromones, like across the board. So it's pretty interesting. Okay, we got Mr. Pub and Stuff commenting on, we discussed fake terpenes and terpene sprays and trying to put sprays on weed. And Mr. Pub and Stuff says, a close friend of mine had an allergic reaction and almost died, from smoking that botanical derived fake terpene garbage they spray on flowers and extracts. And the sad thing is they don't tell the customer the strawberry-flavored flower they're buying has fake strawberry sprayed on it. Now, that's kind of intense.
Yes, but... That's just, yeah.
Man, you're just...
You got to know that. Yeah, strawberry-tasting weed.
If you're spraying anything on buds, you're a POS.
Yeah.
And a good rule of thumb is if it tastes too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, and I'm laughing. What I'm laughing at isn't that your buddy had the allergic reaction. It's that fake strawberry terps. Gotta taste fake as all hell when you smoke it.
But I just want to counter-banner and say, if you had something to spray on weed that had no negative health effects, tasted good.
Who's testing that? And who's testing that?
I didn't say that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, let's say it is, and it's proven. We know there's a good product. Then I say let people do what they want to do. Just like my buddy here, Moose, working today on my kid's bike ramp. I see he's got a bong. Too? First thing,
Moose.
Yes, before he gets to work, his car's parked, and he's got a bong. It's kind of a Canadian thing. He's just ripping out of the bong. I'm like, is he enjoying some orange gasm in there, huh, or what? He's like, yeah, I mix a little tobacco, too. I'm like, huh? I wanted to judge, but it's like, man, somebody wants to spray some shiz on their weed. If it's, people know it's a tested product, we know it's safe, then I'm for it.
I'd rather smoke fake terps than tobacco.
Yeah. I think you should. If you want to spray weed, you do it on your own time, bro. You don't sell it.
Yeah.
That's fine. Exactly. I agree with you there as well. I don't want people to get confused and we get a plethora. I'm not saying do it.
If you want to spray shit on your weed, I don't care, but don't sell it to somebody.
Man, you changed, dude.
In Colorado, they banned spraying edibles. They used to take regular gummies and spray a THC kind of slurry onto them.
Right.
You can't even spray food-based products in Colorado.
Good. Yeah. Don't spray weed, man. All right.
None of that.
No spraying, man. Yeah.
Billabong 42 has a good point. The craft beer industry is also flavoring beer with extract terps too. That would make sense, right? I can totally see that.
Do you think that people build up a tolerance to terps?
Sure. You build up a tolerance to everything.
I guess that's why you build up a tolerance to certain weed, right?
Yeah, just like smells. Smells, you get nose blind.
Do we need to just keep adding more and more and more and more terps?
Yes.
Or we just change terps often enough that we rebuild our,
I got a gallon of terps, man.
I want to know more about that.
I feel like we're going to have a lot to learn in the next year, Banner.
Oh, man.
I want to tell you guys to freshen up your gear if you're coming. If you didn't know, DGCCup.com, June 1st, over 70 strains entered, 30 vendors, vendor tables sold out. Biggest tent ever yet, man. This event is going to be dope. For real, you can say that. It's going to be dope, literally.
It's going to be dope.
You can say dope AF, too, right?
Dope AF. DAF. It's going to be DAF.
Dope AF, man.
More than half the vendors are breeders. This is going to be like a genetic marketplace. So come getting ready to add to your stable. If you're a DDC producer at dudegrows.com/realDDC, you get 20% off your ticket. So it pays for itself at $10 a month, supporting the show. And get some merch. Show up looking hip. Although we will have DDC Cup shirts and some merch there. But dudegrows.com/shop. We still have some hoodies. We got 3 hat variations. The DDC lighter bundle that comes with a glass one hitter. Maestro's grow journal. Pins, patches, trays. We do have merch. We don't talk about it enough. So dudegrows.com/shop to get some of that fresh gear.
Hey, and if anybody's interested in some dude style flip flops, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, we can get those made like that.
Really? What? I wear flip flops. It's 365.
Yeah,
I know. That's why we're gonna see if anybody else is interested in Dude Grows flip flops.
Yeah, we want to see how the demand is.
Yeah.
All right, let me know. I'm in. I'll take 4 pair.
I'll take 4.
Noted.
All right. Hey. Can I give some growers love to the panel? People really enjoyed that panel show on Monday.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. And those are cool guys. It's nice to just hang out with Hot Rod's awesome, hanging out with JR. It's just like an old friend.
And YouTube didn't take it down. So if you guys enjoyed that, share it with a friend because you can. Please share it.
We just decided we didn't care that day.
We did a dirty show that made it through. So please share that Monday live. That would help us a lot.
Hey, Kenamob Gardens agrees. Dude, Rasta Jeff is the best for knowledge. Oh, and definitely JR Token. Definitely.
I always like to say, the token has spoken.
But then he comes through and says that Hot Rod looks like the Amish kid that decided not to follow the Amish religion.
I read that one. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Funny and true. Funny and true. God, he's have some good dabs, man.
He does. Good. Yeah.
Dude,
Yeah, I don't know if anybody caught this. Jonesin to Grow 617 said, "Hey, Scotty, did your dog blast you with an aerosol ferment right at the end of the show? Your facial expressions and hand fanning were almost subtle. The dude abides." And JR Token says, "I think Scotty got higher huffing dog's ass than he did up the dab from Hot Rocks." Dude, my dog was sitting right here and just killing him, man. Just killing, like, so bad that Hot Rod's over there. And he's like, yeah, it was rough, man.
Rough.
It was bad enough. I probably would have called in edit if we weren't live.
Right.
You're like, dude, I can't take this. God. Yeah, that was good.
One here regarding talking about a little drying and curing to keep terps. How do we keep our terps? And this is from Pro Bong 2053. Says, "Here's my question. Everyone talks so much about the curing process being the most important part. Well, what do you do if you cannot control temp or humidity levels perfectly to 60-60, 60 humidity, 60 temperature? Is there cost-effective ways to control humidity and temp?"
I thought this was cool, right? I'll sneak a little grow talk in.
Well, one, there's two things here. He said there's how to talk about the curing process. So the curing process means your stuff is in its final container and it has already been the 60-60 drying process is done. Some people get those confused. Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be a lot easier to control. But it's 60 degrees. So can't you turn your room, I'd say, down to mid-60s, even if you get it to 65, you know, keep it cold for a few days. And I'd say you probably need a little tent, you know. Tents are cheap if you're just getting a little tent, but hang your plants in a little tent, keep the room, you know, if you got a window unit or if you got just one room that you can keep really cold, keep it cold for a week, 10 days.
You need a tent with some type of small fan, you know, even the 4-inch duck booster, if you will, from AC Infinity is cheap and it has like 10 speeds on it. It's awesome because you can dial it to the most subtle, you know, or have the humidistat. You do want that. So if you zip everything up in the tent, you're going to be able to get your 60% humidity no matter what, because those plants are drying and they're going to make that environment moist. You just need a quick exhaust when it hits 60. And temperature wise, I guess, like you said, that can be tough. People that live like in Phoenix or places where they just, I've always had a cool room in my house or basement or somewhere. Otherwise, how would you, there's no cheat for temperature. You can't have it be too hot. You can go up to upper 60s. It's not the end of the world.
Mid-60s. I think I got my AC set to 68 in this room. So if I had to bring it down to 65, it's a little bit less.
I was just thinking, how high can you turn your refrigerator?
You know? Nah, but the refrigerator's got the wrong moisture.
Nah, but it's jarred up at least, you know.
Right. But I tell you what, if it's too dry, I have been lazy before and left my real buckets in there. And the moisture just wicks out from those things. Mm. And it is like a good natural, you don't want to humidifier blowing on, you know, mist on the plants, but something like that, just leaving a couple buckets of wet soil at the bottom of your tent.
With my real bucket, I remove the lid of the reservoir bucket and it increases it probably 5% within a few minutes.
Yeah.
Hopefully Pro Bong, that helped out. But once you get above 70 to a degree, if your plant start to dry in a week or less, that's where you're going to probably start getting some really negative effects. That would be the minimum.
They say 100 hours is the minimum that chlorophyll will break down. Represents about 4.5 days.
Yeah, that's 7 days.
Your minimum.
7 days is anything after that, you got a chance, you can get a good product out of.
Yeah.
But try with the parameters you have and don't sweat it. Sometimes it's just the dank is so stank, it works. It still works with a short dry. You know, we're giving you the optimal options, but you gotta, you know, work. Don't not grow because of it. All right. We got a few more DGC producers here. I'm gonna give it up to Tater. What's up, Tater?
Tater.
No, it sounds, doesn't Tater like country? Like, I'd like to be a country boy, be named Tater.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Scooby Dabbin Doo, love it.
Tater right here. Tater probably gave me this shirt, right?
Baked potato.
Don't forget Christopher Kush. Is that your real name? Is that your birth name?
Yeah.
You're a lot cooler if it was, right?
Oh, I still got another.
There was good memes, man. There was good memes. This is when you power smoke your way through an episode of Dude Grows by Dale's Dankness. When you smoke every time Scotty says man on the Dude Grows show.
What is this device he's smoking?
That's a hookah, man. That's some crazy hookah. This is awesome.
Shout out to Dale's Dankness. Dankweedteas.com, guys, by the way. That is Dale's Dankness. And yeah.
And follow him on Instagram. He's prolific. This guy posts so many memes. Like twice a day, he posts something funny. Follow him on Instagram. He's a good follower.
He said that, and then I started thinking about it. And my wife, I was talking to her, and I called her dude instead. I was like, dude, you should have seen this, dude. I'm like, at least I don't call her man.
That's just a quick hit on that too. Dale's Dankness, DGC producer. He got a hold of us. He's like, hey man, I'm just gonna send you guys some tees. I'm starting a little t-shirt biz. You know, it's like, yeah, we love to promote work within the community. We also have, which I barely ever mention, on our pros list, man, we parked a couple new seed companies there. I don't know if the word parked is insulting. Mm-hmm. But we like to build people up from within the community.
Yeah,
and
right on.
Give them an option, you know, to be able to get their business going. And we've done that quite a bit. So reach out. If you guys got something going on, we'd love to try and help. All right, social media, dude. Fun stuff.
I was doing my research, man. And Grandpa just clicked this. This is said 5 weird products made from hemp. That belt's not very weird, is it?
No, that's like the most normal thing ever.
It goes from less weird to more weird. All right. So just keep scrolling down. So it starts with the belt. That's not very weird.
I wouldn't mind a hemp belt.
That's nice. Yeah, what's the next one, man?
Just more belts. Just belts on belts.
Keep going. They're going to get weirder. Oh, yeah, rope, man.
Strange fruit bowl.
That is a strange fruit bowl with hemp rope. That still doesn't seem very weird, does it?
No.
It's getting a little weirder. The chair?
I like this chair. This is dope.
It's very modern.
You get one of these?
Are they stackable? Yeah,
it's made in Canada, it says.
Of course. Big Canada.
Kidding. Wait so a now second. Now it's getting weird, right? That's a hemp-wrapped Wii remote.
What?
Yeah, that is a Wii remote.
Oh, like a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I said.
I used to wrap my lighters in hemp wick like this, so it kind of rings true.
Yeah, so, okay, I'm going to take that as weird. And then it just keeps getting weirder, man.
Is this Guantanamo?
That is Grooney Hemp Art. What is that?
Is that a face?
I don't know. It looks like fingernails. I don't know what's happening. There's a person in there, though.
Weird.
This artist wants viewers to understand how a man is connected with animals. That's the. Do you see it, Scotty? I don't.
No,
it looks like it's about to hop on a finger skateboard.
I think he's an ostrich.
It just got weird.
I want to put that thing on a regular skateboard, and then it would look like a hand skateboard thing. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
There's my heart.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was worth an honorable mention for weird hemp stuff.
Sure.
Oh, here's the article that I talked about but couldn't find. I don't know if I put this in here. You found it, Scotty. Plants scream while they're being harvested. And that was so bad. Thank you, DDC producer. I forgot he sent this.
Yeah, somebody sent this to us. I feel like a jerk. I forgot. But, that's a bummer, right?
Plants are akin to screams when they're distressed, according to a new study. They allegedly produce clicking noises that humans can't hear without the use of scientific equipment. That's horrible. I don't want to.
It's horrible.
Do you take them to tell its friends,
room?
Dude?
You take them to the next room. You know, now we're going out for ice cream. You're fine, man. Right?
Oh my God! Here's that lady, Scott.
Which one?
Remember? She has two. Yeah. Inside joke. Cutting away.
I'm glad people are happy.
Wow. DM me if you want to know.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Oops.
All right. Oh, man, that's crazy. That is crazy. Do you take your plants out to another room before you chop them?
Negative. They're all getting chopped at once, so at least they'll go quick.
What about cloning? I was just in there cleaning the hell out of my mom yesterday, clipping the heck out of her. Can't feel so good.
Good question. They seem to like pruning.
Yeah, is that like a haircut?
They seem to like it. Love it.
They do. Yeah,
it's healthy.
Your plant,
it's like working
plants,
out.
They
you
like
know?
It when you trim them up.
Totally. That's what I did. Mom was looking tired. So you need a haircut, man. I need to clean you up.
It gets a little unruly sometimes.
Yep.
It might feel like dropping weight, you know? It's like, I just feel lighter.
Yeah, just thin it out, man.
I can see that.
Get some air in there.
Whereas if you cut the fat out of me, I probably wouldn't be thrilled.
All right. So we just made ourselves feel better about just constantly making plants scream?
It's good for him,
good.
Sweetie.
Yeah. Pretty
good. Well, you can't hear it, so you can just pretend it isn't happening.
It's out of the par range, okay?
All right. So we got a $30 million cash heist, huh, on Easter.
Dude, wow. I was reading this, and I just got a shout-out to these guys.
Shout-out to the robbers.
Yes. Here's why the $30 million Los Angeles heist on Easter could go unsolved. Hmm. Man, there's these guys, this super professional criminal organization broke into, like, where they store, like, the Garda, you know, where they store the money.
Uh-huh.
And they got away.
Or it's an inside job.
It doesn't matter. They got away. They're like, dude, we don't know if we're going to be able to catch these guys. $30 million they got away with. Hmm. I think that's cool, man.
How do you know where $30 million in... cold hard, they're not mentioning anything in the article. Like, where do they just store $30 million cash?
Because you work at the place. Right.
In their house.
I know.
It's totally an inside job. You watch.
Oh, funnily enough, a place that a lot of it goes is high-level drug flips. They'll buy massive quantities of fensible items and then wash the money amongst, you know, everybody.
Right.
Yeah, it actually ends up leading to a lot of dealers getting busted because they track down the bills and they find not the person that stole it, but the drug dealer that washed it.
Yeah.
Don't get got, yeah. People.
You don't have to worry about the cops. You got to worry about what you're going to do with all the money. Thank you very much.
The warehouse driver, forklift driver Bob, never showed up to work again.
Right.
Bobby.
Yeah, he accidentally crashed in a little wall.
There's Bobby.
What a coincidence.
Bobby. Oh, man. I don't know. I just thought that was cool, man. Come on.
Oh, they thieved from a, it looks like, where the money trucks will probably store this company Garda. Got it.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on. That's not like something you would make a movie out of.
Did they make that movie?
Yeah, it's like Ocean's 11. I didn't see it, but is that like Ocean's 11? It reminds me of that kind of.
It's funny. I was stoned driving a couple days ago behind a Garda truck, and it made me laugh because I was like, what are you going to name your company? It's like, We Garda stuff, man.
Yeah,
we just Garda, did Garda hits, man.
Right? Oh, no.
Is guard taken? Put an A on it.
Yeah.
They're saying that cops are doing a bunch of fingerprints, and with 2024 technology, it's a whole different game with touch DNA. That scares me.
Ooh. That is so creepy.
That is a creepy sentence.
Yeah, right.
Touch DNA.
That's gross. I don't like that.
All right. What else you got?
Come on, shout-outs, man. Did we do shout-outs already, man? Did we talk to Peepaw?
Yeah, we'll do a couple. What's up, Peepaw? Peepaw? Paul Groves and the Green from
Peepaw.
PhD.
Nice. Hit us up.
PhDs, guys.
PhD. Wow. Wow, man. Do you think he's really a PhD?
Stands for pretty high. Damn.
Nice. Come on, one more CBD farm. Wow. What are you making with your CBD? Come on.
Toilet paper.
One more CBD farm. Cool. I would like to know what you're doing with that CBD.
Yes.
Hey, and there's, I've been throwing some memes in. There's been good memes lately. I don't give them the love they deserve. So Thundar the Budbarian. Little brain on drugs meme right here. 1987, it's your brain on drugs. 2023, you can't afford the egg. The gas stove is being outlawed. The only thing you can get is the drugs. Not bad.
That's funny.
Not bad, man.
Oh, dude, that is on point. This is also scary when he's talking about it. Reminded me, I had to order a headlamp on Amazon. I was just looking for a new headlamp, and it was hard to find one that was powered with replaceable batteries. They want everything to be like plug-in or lithium ion. I'm like, no, I actually want to have the replaceable battery option. Like, I want that.
So you can throw those batteries in the landfill and the acid will...
What if I'm out in the mountains and I can't recharge it?
Yeah, I told you, I had a power outage and I was looking for... I felt like a dummy because we had a power outage for like 36 hours and it's like, I should probably have at least a headlamp, right?
Right.
I'm surprised you don't have a generator.
You got a Jenny.
I do. Yeah.
It's not enough.
That generator. All
right, 2,000 amps is not enough to keep Scotty entertained, okay?
No. I'm not telling you about the real story behind the generator.
It'll only light veg.
Yeah, right.
Thundar the Bud Barian. Thank you. Any of you DDC producers putting memes up, Grow Talk on dudegrows.com. Message me on Patreon. I don't want to miss it. I want to check it out. All right. What else do you have, Scotty?
Dude, it's Saturday morning. I think we're allowed to play this. It's very PC, all right? But I just found this kind of fascinating, man. It's big guys playing against little guys.
In football.
It's 11 overweight men played against 11 short men.
Hey, that guy just pushed that dude over. Foul.
No,
that's a yellow card.
Yeah, I mean, but is it real? I don't understand. It really seems like they're playing soccer, doesn't it?
Boy, the goalie sure has a big advantage. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even close to fair.
It says it actually happened.
I find this. Well, it happened. There's just stuff on the internet where I just don't know what to make of it. So
is this Mr. Beast? I can't tell anymore.
Who's putting this on?
That's the other thing I was just had a question about, you know? We'll it see. Looks like it's really sanctioned. They have uniforms and stuff. Anyway, I thought that was weird enough. Hopefully it didn't trigger anybody. It made you smile.
Yes.
Hey, check this out. We're talking about you can't afford anything. Stuff's too expensive these days. Mm. This guy could afford the house, just not the land, man.
Well, the land's the most expensive part. So
look at his solution, man. That's a weird solution, right?
Well, it gives a houseboat a new meaning.
Yeah, he just put his house on a barge.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this sounds like something you'd be into.
What could possibly go wrong?
Sink.
I was watching a haulover channel and some guy had his fancy car on the back of his fancy boat.
His car?
Yeah, nothing was going right for him.
Well, how does that work?
I don't know. You get really rich.
You have like a crane to take your car off of your boat to unload it?
It was on the back, like on the back platform. It was impressive. It was impressively dumb. It's like when you have so much money, nobody will tell you no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want the car in the back of your boat? You got it.
You had that much money, you just have another car wherever you're going.
Yeah, you're probably right. It was an ornament. Anyway, don't mind us, man.
A boat ornament.
Hey, Grambo, what's happening here?
So we have one of these here in Denver at the Selfie Museum. It's a perspective illusion.
Well, I don't understand.
So the lines are actually diagonal. It's a trick. And so, it makes your brain think that the floor is flat where it's actually way lower.
So weird.
Yeah.
Really?
That's wild.
That is a cool trick, right, man. Yeah. So that's real, huh?
Yeah, very real. Fun with perspective.
Okay.
Consciousness is just a chemical illusion, people. And things like this show us, and it breaks our brain. We're just hallucinating reality, and I don't like it.
Well, now nothing's real, according to Grandpa, okay? This is a real segment, man. So the little people versus big people, that was real, right? That
it looked
was
a real sanctioned event. It said it really happened. So. Yeah.
The home floating across San Francisco Bay, Grambo, that wasn't a...
I think it's real, yeah.
All right, man. All right, big and small is real. This is real. This is dude. This is what I pictured dude harvesting his hemp plants outside, man. I just want to piss dude
what
off.
Is that
it's a reverse tricycle.
What is
that? I know.
It's so baller. He's got the two
I thought that
wheels.
Would trigger dude is all this is for.
I thought it was an ATV at first, and then it's a...
The weirdest device,
what are those
man.
Called? There's a name for those.
It looks like two motorcycles.
Yeah, I thought it was...
You know, it's one of those things. Me and my son saw a couple that was traveling on those... the big two wheels on the front motorcycles and one on the back, and I was kind of like, what's the point? Like, and then, you know, I always revert back, dude, why are you wasting energy judging what anybody else wants to do? They're not bothering you or hurting other people, like the before mentioned POS spraying weed that is hurting other people. It's almost like it's human nature at times, I feel, to call people out for shiz you disagree with instead of just ignoring it and focusing on you, Scotty.
I'll do it, man. Do it. Dude, remember I showed you that this was the new thing that they keep on showing me on Facebook now?
The very strong girl.
Yeah, it's little girls picking up motorcycles, man.
Yeah.
What? It's weird, right? I know, right?
In front of a crowd.
It's the thing in what Japan happened? Or something.
Oh, this might have been when we had Jeremy on and dude
it's
wasn't
so
here.
Weird, man, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I've dropped a motorcycle before. It is so hard to pick them up.
What
they
she's doing
so
is
heavy.
Very, yeah, she's very impressive.
Yeah. So now Grambo, I didn't realize it was a whole category.
Oh yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, so now is it a competition or something? Is this a, it's not a fetish, is it?
Well, this girl wins.
Yeah, hang on a second.
She wins.
Is this when you go to motorcycle competitions and they're doing this?
He's pretty lately lives.
It's weird, right? The internet just never fails to impress me with Union, the weirdness.
You lift motorcycle.
Is that, it is a BMW. Could be Europe, man. Oh, yeah, it is. No, it's in Spanish, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was more a Japanese thing at first because, like, they got that whole weird game show type stuff. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was, like, a thing, but this is a different country.
The clue is that there was no blood.
Okay, it says, un año después, one year before, I don't know what, tu volvai and interar mi liaison de espalda. Is that back lesion? I don't know. It doesn't sound good. Espalda is your back, man. I don't know what lesion is.
It means,
Liaison?
Liaison.
Liaison faire.
Yeah. By the way, that's me when I'm in Costa Rica. Leave. I'm like, I know every third word.
Leave?
Yeah. And then they're like, Scotty, just speak English. We
just
got
English,
you.
Man. English, all right. Yeah.
Well, guys, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Have a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out. Happy growing. And we'll catch you Monday, man. Tune in live, 4:20 Pacific time. I think we're going to have a great IPM panel with a professional in the industry. So,
Cool, man. Very cool. Tight work, boys. Good hanging out.
Thanks.
All right.
Time to go make the plant screen.
Yeah. Oh, man.